You're with Raf on ABC Radio Melbourne.
This week's Changing Track is from Candice. My family came from Malawi in 1990 when I was five. As I grew up, I was reminded daily that I was pretty privileged. As a daughter, I was constantly told that I was lucky. I have only known Australian culture. My dad was an accountant and my mum was a university lecturer. Any anomalies were because of my African roots. When my parents spoke differently, it was because they were African. I didn't quite fit in because I am African. When my parents did things I didn't understand, it was because they were African. I never knew the difference between different and African or wrong and African. I knew I had to assimilate, but I wrongly equated that to being silent. By the age of seven, I had learned the art of fitting in. I wanted friends, so I learned to bite my tongue when I wanted to let the world know that my home life was different. I played pretend with my friends, acted like my home life was just like theirs. By age nine, I wouldn't speak of my family unless explicitly asked. Even then, I would cherry-pick my answers so as not to let on that we were different. At age 14, I realised something was wrong. I was sent to a resilience retreat for teens, and I let out a terrible family secret that could not be put back in its box. 14-year-old me was asked this by the retreat counsellors. What is the hardest thing about being me? Maybe they were looking to elicit the typical angsty teenage response, my parents just don't understand me. Instead, I blurted out, I was raped. That was not meant to escape my mouth. I had no intention of revealing any of my life to these strangers, but the words fell out of my mouth. I couldn't take them back. The circle was silent. The circle continued and others shared their pain, but I was already lost in my own. As I was reeling over the truth I had just accidentally spilt and the pain of that truth, a song was played over the speakers in the room. It honestly hurt to hear that lament for lost moments when I felt like my lost moments had been taken from me. My father was my rapist, yet here I was, sent away to fix myself and forgive the past. For who? And for what? As I listened to the words of the song, I was broken. I wanted what the singer had, a chance to want regret. I only held pain. At that time, my father had been raping me for 7 years and would go on for another six. I was 22 when I heard this track again, transported back to that room where I confessed what my father was doing to me. But this time, I was safe. I was with the man who had become my husband. I was unafraid. By no means okay, but I wasn't in harm's way. And that moment, that day, I realised one day maybe I could be okay. A song that once tortured me became a song of hope. I'm now a 35-year-old mother of three who has taken to listening to that song to make me a more present parent and no longer a tortured and broken child. I listen to this track on a Saturday morning like a ritual. It's my time to journal and reflect. It's my active parent journal, my way of being the parent I needed. I reflect on times that week that I made sure each of my three boys felt seen and heard by me, times I hope I helped them create memories. It's my way of capturing this time, so if they feel distant or they may have missed out in some way, they can read how I saw them in this world and how much they meant to me. Listening to this song reminds me that I am a great parent and a great person, despite how others have treated me. Each Saturday I get to choose how my life turns out, and having that power and control back means the world to me. I have raised three incredible boys. Motherhood has saved me and liberated me. I am no longer defined or tethered to my past. Although it never truly goes away, I have been able to forge a life around it. I have started my own business. I have travelled the world. I am someone I am proud to be. Something I would never have thought possible 15 years ago. And the changing track this week for Candice is The Living Years by Mike and the Mechanics.